Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Marcus Jarvis. I'm an immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Our law firm serves clients both locally in Minnesota, internationally throughout the United States, and internationally around the world. This evening, I'm here to speak about a provisional waiver that becomes effective after August 29, 2016. Well, some preliminary background will help us understand what I'm trying to say. Normally, if an individual comes to the USA undocumented, in other words, they just cross over the border, they don't come with the proper landing documents, those individuals have to, and let's say they got married to a United States citizen, they would have to return to their country of chargeability, their country of nationality, country of birth, country of citizenship to be processed. Anyway, once you're in the USA for more than, let's say, 180 days plus one day, 181 days, and you leave the USA, you'd be barred from re-entering the USA for 3 years. If you came to the US and you stayed 365 days plus one day or more, you're barred for 10 years. So a lot of people were hesitant in traveling to his or her respective country to be processed. So what they would have to do, they would have to go to interview, and after the interview, they would be invited to apply for a waiver to reduce the time significantly from 3 or 10 years. It depends on which bar they're up against. I believe it was January 3rd, 2013, the president implemented an executive order that created what's called a provisional waiver on Form I-601A. That allowed an individual to apply for a waiver inside of the United States. And when that person goes out to be interviewed and returned to the USA, that provisional waiver kicks in. And they could be outside of the USA for anywhere from 7 to 14 days if everything goes well. And normally you would know if you're going to have a problem, because if the provisional waiver does not get approved, then you know, well, maybe you should stay put in the USA. So we have prosecuted quite a number of I-601A waivers there. You know, we have a knack about doing it. So if you ever had an issue with unlawful presence waiver, provisional waivers, give us a call. On or about July 29th, 2016, the president implemented an order where lawful permanent resident spouses who apply for someone who is undocumented, that the provisional waiver now extends to green card holder spouses. So that becomes effective. The ability to apply for the waiver becomes effective August 29, 2016. Usually to get a waiver approved, as I said before, you have to have an approved form I-130 coming in from the petitioning spouse, whether it's a United States citizen or a lawful permanent resident spouse. Once the I-130 has been approved, USCIS sends the I-130 to the National Visa Center. At that point, the National Visa Center asks the parties to pay processing fees. They can be paid online using a checking account or savings account routing numbers. Anyway, once you pay the national visa fees, you are now invited to file for the provisional waiver. That waiver gets filed with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services inside of the United States. I believe those forms a file with the Chicago lockbox. It could take maybe 4 to 6 months for the provisional waiver to be approved, but helping to enhance the approval of such waiver, you have to show some sort of hardship. And it's a very, very subjective test because every situation is different. We might show that, you know, there's a medical condition why the person should be granted a waiver. We could show hardship coming from maybe one, the petitioning spouse has student loans and, you know, they may not find an equivalent job in the foreign country. There's a lot of ways to hopefully influence an approval of the provisional waiver. The provisional waiver does not cover many other grounds. For example, if you're being deported once, you probably should not apply for the provisional waiver because you still have to get what's called a deportation waiver on form I-612. And you usually get that granted after you've traveled to your respective country. So it's probably not wise to apply for provisional waiver if you have a deportation on your record. In addition, certain other crimes, most other crimes, if they're not like traffic violation or something really light, you may not be wise to apply for a provisional waiver. You may have to seek the previous waiver on form I-601. It's always wise to seek the help of an immigration attorney before you engage in immigration matters. I know a lot of people try to save money, but sometimes trying to save money, you end up taking much more time. Sometimes you get denied for the benefit. A case that should normally take maybe 12 to 15 months sometimes take people as much as 3 years, and then your relative who is abroad get anxious, you know, to come into the USA, so it could cause a break of our families. It's always advised to get competent legal help from an experienced immigration attorney like our law firm. Marcus Jarvis, immigration attorney in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. We work locally, nationally, and internationally. About 2 years ago, I co-authored a book called A Simple Guide to the Immigration Laws of the United States, What You Need to Know When You Come to America. If we can be of further assistance to you, please give us a call at 763-425-5447. Have a good night. We await your call.
Thank you. Thank you.